This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline: action-packed public hearing about 10-year hazardous waste permit for LANL continues. The second action-packed week of the public hearing for the 10-year Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, begins again in Santa Fe on Monday, April 12th at 9 a.m. at the Santa Fe Community College Hamus Rooms in Santa Fe. The historic hearing is about the proposed permit of the New Mexico Environment Department, NMED, which covers hazardous waste operations at key LANL facilities, including the plutonium facility at Technical Area 55 and the waste dumps at Technical Area 54. It also covers how these facilities will be quote-unquote closed at the end of their use, how the groundwater will be protected, and requirements for the DOE to post financial bonds in order to ensure funding will be available for the cleanup and closure work for the facilities. It is a formal administrative hearing with opportunities for public comment. The hearing officer is Judge Joseph Allred. The parties are the regulator, NMED, the applicants, DOE and LANL, and non-governmental organizations, including CCNS. Next week, the hearing will take place in three locations, 3 days in Santa Fe, 1 day in Española, and another in Pojaki. There will also be opportunities for public comment. On Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, April 12, 14, and 15, the hearing will continue in Santa Fe. CCNS will be presenting our technical case on Wednesday and Thursday about groundwater contamination, the flawed groundwater monitoring system, and what needs to be done to correct the problems. Public comment will be heard at 1 p.m. each day. On Tuesday, April 13, the formal hearing will be held in Española, beginning at 9 a.m. at the OK Owinge Casino Conference Facility on Highway 68. The technical case for the establishment of a quote-unquote information repository in the Española Valley will begin. Marian Naranjo, Honor Our Pueblo Existence, and Sofia Martinez will present technical testimony. NMED and DOE LANL will also present their case about this issue. Opportunities for public comment are scheduled for 2 to 4 p.m. and from 6 to 6:30, but the hearing officer will stay to hear everyone's comments. On Friday, April 16, the formal hearing will continue in Pojaki beginning at 9 a.m. at the Cities of Gold Hotel Conference Facility. Public comment runs from 2 to 4 p.m. and will begin again at 6 until 6:30. If people are present, the hearing officer will hear everyone's comments. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, "If you are concerned about LANL operations, it is essential to participate in this process. We must protect our groundwater from LANL contaminants now and in the future, and the permit is one avenue to get it done," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. To hear the update again, to learn about the permit issues, or to make a donation, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Thank you.